Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más.
On a trip to Costa Rica, I marveled at how a fellow traveler could flip between languages. She'd go from English to Italian with her friend to French with someone else. And then she picked up Spanish, just picked it up, as if it were an empanada at a street stall. But that's small potatoes compared to people like Alexander Arguez.
Once I've done the Arabic, then I start my writing regimen, which is at least 2 pages a day each of Arabic, Chinese, Russian, and Latin. And then I'll start reading, so I want to read half an hour of Persian, and then I'll write my 2 pages of Russian.
And he's just warming up. Arguez is an American polyglot who spends about 9 hours per day studying dozens of languages. He's featured in a new book by Michael Arard called Babel No More, The Search for the World's Most Extraordinary Language Learners. They include the 19th century Italian cardinal Joseph Mezzofanti, believed to have spoken 72 languages. While that's obviously not normal, Arard says that polyglots and hyperpolyglots, those are people who speak more than 6 languages, can teach us something.
The hyperpolyglots are people who have learned how they learn, and they know their cognitive style, they know the strategies that work better for them.
The challenge is figuring out how you learn languages best. You may spend years working on Spanish grammar exercises only to find that you can barely stitch together a sentence. If so, you might try a method called shadowing. Some polyglots and Arard himself say it's an effective way to learn a language. The method is simple. Go outside, put on headphones, and play a bit of the language that you're trying to learn.
Déjeme presentarme. Mi nombre es... Buenos días, Luis. Te presento...
Then walk briskly, staying upright, and in a loud, clear voice, try to repeat what you hear simultaneously.
It gets you used to people looking at you. It reduces the embarrassment factor. It hooks up the kinetics to language, so gross motor skills. It also gets you less focused on what's going on with your mouth and your tongue.
Shadowing exercises our working memory, which is key to learning a foreign language. Also key is making the experience enjoyable. To acquire a language, you need to repeat words and phrases a lot. So repeat things that you like. When we do something pleasurable, dopamine is released in the brain, and that makes us want to do it again.
Language learning is such a time-intensive process. So wouldn't it be great if you could reduce some of that investment or make the investment more productive?
To make language learning even more efficient, Arard recommends figuring out your neurology. Foreign language aptitude tests can help determine your strengths and your weaknesses. For instance, if your working memory isn't strong, you could work on memory exercises while you learn Spanish grammar and vocabulary. Or a test could reveal that you can reach an intermediate level in a language, but then plateau. So you reset your goal. You won't be a translator, but maybe you'll watch TV or enjoy a magazine in that language. It is a good reminder to be patient when people speak English with a heavy accent or incorrect grammar. They may have been trying to improve for years, and they've simply plateaued. We all have different language learning abilities. When it comes to picking up languages quickly, we're not all hot tamales. For CBC Radio, I'm Colleen Ross.
Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más. Oye, zancudo, zancudo, qué barbaridad, no me pique más. Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más. No me pique más, no me pique más, no me pique más. Oye, como dicen, señores en San José, ese zancudito. Me pico en el pie, me pico en la cara, me pico en el cuerpo. Mira cómo estoy yo, me voy a ir a echarle baigón. Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más. Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más. Zancudo, zancudo, no me pique más. No me pique más, no me pique más, no me pique más. No me pique más, no me pique más, no me pique más.